thousand times that he read my heart through the channel of Baha'u'llah. Abdul Baha read the hearts. I said, I made a pledge not to speak, not to tell him anything. I said, if there was anything that I should know, he would tell me. Why should I take his time? Until that day, one day I made my mind, I said to myself, I said, today I'll tell, ask the guardian. We were in a big gathering in Mount Carmel. The beloved Shoghi Effendi was sitting. He always sat one or two chairs further down from that window which faces the Mediterranean. And three, four people, I think I was the fourth one or someone, he told me where to sit. And he was telling the whole audience of the wonders in this faith. And I was thinking and praying, oh Baha'u'llah, help me today to tell it, to give me an assignment. In the middle of my thought, the beloved Shoghi Effendi turned his face to me and he said, have you memorized the tablet of Carmel? And that moment I wanted the ground would open and follow. So that this was the beloved Shoghi Effendi. And then the beloved Shoghi Effendi sent me, I'm speaking of some of my assignments, to Egypt. In Egypt, there was a man, an old man who lived 100 or 110 years, Hossein Ruhi. And this man was truly a wonderful, wonderful man. He received knighthood from British government. And he was historical. He was there. The beloved Shoghi Effendi bade him that he should go with me. We should, and sent us to obtain a visa in Jerusalem. And then coming back, he said, you go to Egypt and tell the friends the glad tidings. And then the guardian turned to him and he said, and you translate for him in Arabic. None of us knew what was the glad tidings that I had to tell the friends. And I did not dare to ask the guardian. Until we were there in Egypt, the hall was packed with the friends, no room for anyone. And now I am in the presence of all these friends in Cairo. And I wanted to tell them the glad tidings. I didn't remember anything. Oh God, Ya Baha'u'llah, what to tell them? Something in my ears said, tell them about the sufferings of the Baha'is of Iran. Which was not a glad tidings, apparently. So I started to tell them that I went to the prison and these prisoners were brought. The whole members of the assembly of Yazd, including two Afnans, the relatives of the Bab, and chains, this old man, Mullah Tahir Malmiri, a great historian, chains, he was maybe 85, 90 years old, his eyes were weak, and others. And there was a fence from the floor to the ceiling, another fence in a little more distance, 2 meters, another fence. And these prisoners were brought that we see them. And an officer standing by them, with them. And I of course, you knew what was our emotion. I said to them that I came and the beloved has sent his bounties, blessings, greetings to you all. Oh, they started to dance hearing these things. But this Mullah Tahir could not hear, could not see me. He asked his friends, now he had these chains on his feet, he said, what does he say? And I said it, I came from high. This is a term that they understand, the Baha'is. As Fog Amade. and explained to them. Monatah heard, cried, and raised his hands. He said, "These are all his blessings. Who are we to deserve such a bounty?" Stories like this, it was in my mind to tell the friends in Egypt. And when we finished that meeting, I met them again, not with that crowd. Coming back to the Holy Land, I was so unhappy. I blamed myself. Why didn't I ask the guardian the glad tidings that I should have accomplished my assignment? Now, in the middle of my perfection, the guardian said, "Don't worry. The great glad tidings were the story of the sufferings of the Baha'is of Iran that you have already said to the believers in Egypt." That was my assignment in Egypt. And then the guardian said, "I'll send you," this was prelude to your traveling to the West. Then he quoted Baha'u'llah, said Baha'u'llah says in his Masnavi, the poem, "Ey jama'ulullah, burun au az niqab, ta burun au yad zimakrib aftab." That means, "O beauty of God," Baha'u'llah addresses himself, "unveil thyself so that the sun may shine from the west." The beloved Chowi Effendi said, it means, he was the interpreter of the writing, he said, it means the sun of the miracles and mysteries of the faith, the light, the sun of majesty, will reflect, we rise from the west, from America, to the east. That's the meaning. And then he paused, and he said to me, "I'll send you to the west, to America, to witness with your own eyes the secret, the mystery, the light of the cause in those lands." I make it brief. With this wonderful man, Hossein Ruhi, walking with him, the beloved Chowi Effendi, he said to me, "In future, you'll be visiting all the places in the world." Our finger was on the geographic globe in the morning, studied all these things without knowing the purpose, until we stopped in Guatemala. We couldn't pronounce it. We helped each other, and that day, when we were in the presence of the guardian, he started. He said, "Thanks to Baha'u'llah that his cause has reached to all these places in Iceland." I don't know what would he say now in the presence of Baha'u'llah, the Bab, and Abdul Baha. Look what has happened. The cause has reached to every corner of the world, maybe to other planets till go. Then he paused and he said he spoke about Europe, 10 gold countries. He spoke highly about America, and then about Central America. And then he paused and turned to us, "Also Guatemala." And this old man, Hossein Ruhi, he threw himself on the knees of the guardian and cried. The beloved Chowi Effendi said, turned to me and he said, "You'll see all these places in future. This, your traveling to Egypt was preliminary to these trips." And then he paused. He said, "And at the dedication of the house of worship in Wilmette, you will be chanting." Can you imagine? I asked the members of the National Assembly, "Did any one of you know what time the dedication would take place?" Then the beloved Chowi Effendi, then it was the time for my wife, my dear wife who is here, to be in the presence of the guardian. And the beloved Chowi Effendi said to her that in future you'll accompany your husband and we'll see all these places. And the story, that was 1939. 1952, he sat with us in the gardens of the shrine of the Baal and handed over to me many pages, maybe 16, 17 pages in an envelope, written in quick way with pencil on the top. Some of these pages contain the whole page, some one or two passages from the commentary of the Surah of Joseph, and bade me to chant. I didn't know the purpose. And when I chanted, I put every sheet underneath, and I thought that I could keep them. And I was very happy the way he interpreted. And I said, well, we go to the pilgrim house and we shall study over again and remember his explanations. He corrected me. When it came to one point which I correctly chanted at the house of worship, Mr. Puritan wanted to correct me. I said, yes, I did it that way, but the guardian said that was wrong. And then, this was, and the moment I put in the envelope, to put it in my pocket, the beloved Chovyakhandi stretched his hand to take it back. And that broke my heart. I had no choice. I went to him and presented. And when I presented, just in my heart, I said, oh my beloved, that was not fair. And then, until we were there at the dedication of the house of worship, the night we were in the hotel, our mail was on the table. And when I opened, the National Assembly tells us that the beloved Chovy Effendi, presenting the program of the dedication of the house of worship, he just added that Khadim is to chant from the commentary of the Surah of Joseph and sent me those things that I wish to have. And that makes my precious gift. Well, to you tell me about my hour. I think my time is up. Thank you very much. I don't know what to tell you, and I never thought to tell you these things. I had some other notes, but you forget. You must forgive me. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Of the beloved of all hearts, Chovy Effendi. In Persian poems, it has been said, جمعی به تو مشغول و تو غایب ز میانه. And this is the translation. How long will this torrent of tears flood from each lash in my longing to meet thee? Oh, the unique one, my beloved. Will the night of thy separation ever end, O thou whose agony and tribulations have as an arrow pierced the hearts of thy lovers. Multitudes, this is the translation of that part, multitudes are occupied in thy praise, whilst thou art hidden from them. Now we are all as individuals in this multitude are occupied with the praise of the beloved Chovy Effendi, the guardian of this glorious manifestation, which according to Baha'u'llah and Abdul Baha, such a dispensation, the revelation of Baha'u'llah, comes to the world in every 500,000 years. The guardian of the cause, Chovy Effendi. I remember the time in the presence of the beloved Chovy Effendi when he spoke about the significance of the twin, two. And In fact, he sent a cable to the National Assembly of the Baha'is of British Isles that they have published in their literature. And he tells us about the twin, which is so significant in this cause. He told us verbally, he said, we have twin cities, holy cities, Acre and Haifa, twin houses, the house of Shiraz and the house of Baghdad, of Baha'u'llah, the house of the Baal. Twin manifestations, the manifestation of the Baal and that of Baha'u'llah. He kept on telling us everything is twin. Twin festivals, the birthday of the Baal and that of Baha'u'llah. Twin monuments of the brother and mother of Abdul Baha. And that day, the guardian was so exhilarant, he was so happy. So it gave me the courage to mention to him, we have two gardens, the garden of Ashraf and the garden of Rizwan. Then the beloved guardian smiled and he said, you said it, but you forgot to say twin views, the view of the sea and the view of the mountain. And after explaining these things, he paused and he looked at me deeply. He said, in the cause of God, everything is twin. No wonder that he meant two interpreters, two manifestations and two interpreters. The Bab and the Baha'u'llah as the manifestations of God and two interpreters, Abdul Baha and the beloved Shogun. And of course, tonight that Baha'u'llah called him, and according to the scriptures, which before we came here, I shared with some of the friends, also I shared with some last night, it was known in the scriptures how long the beloved Chobi Effendi would live in this world. His ministry very explicitly mentioned that the first successorship of the Baha'u'llah, whose name is Abbas. Abbas will become the leader of mankind. Yasir al-Abbas, Imam al-Nas. And then he goes to say that the second successorship belongs to the person, to the one, to that wonderful figure whose name starts by Shogun. And then explanation. The first one would have his kingdom for 30 years. 29 solar years. In lunar calendar it makes 30. And the second one, the ministry of the beloved Chobi Effendi, 36 years. In lunar calendar it makes 37 or more. And it says explicitly that the combination of those makes 70 years. Well, it was 66, 67. But with the Arabs, when you reach to the half of a decade, it goes to the next. So, and many other passages. If that was known to them, how much more to the beloved Shoghi Effendi? Of course, he knew what time he was passing. So that it removes from our minds that the beloved Shoghi Effendi did not leave us suddenly. He just closed his eyes the moment Baha'u'llah called him, and it was known to him. And this is my firm conviction that the beloved Chogyam Rinpoche answered the call of Bhagavan.